After the news, 7 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Economists are optimistic about the July employment report due out in a couple of hours.
The Labor Department is calling for about 175,000 new jobs last month, with the jobless rate ticking a notch lower to 4.8% and hourly wages forecast to edge a little higher.
Correspondent Tom Busby. There have now been 15 cases of Zika virus in Florida resulting from mosquito bites. The state's been working hard to get rid of the mosquitoes. Miami-Dade County began aerial spraying yesterday, but CDC Chief Dr. Thomas Frieden says everyone has to do their part.
This mosquito can breed in a bottle cap, so you have to get rid of any container that can hold standing water, a coffee cup, a paint can, a bucket for collecting rainwater.
Meanwhile, some local lawmakers are joining other Senate Democrats in saying Congress needs to cut its recess short to approve funding to combat Zika.
Senators Mark Warner, Barbara Mikulski, and Ben Cardin are among those who signed the letter to Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, asking them to call Congress back into session. Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock agrees money to prevent the spread of Zika needs to be approved as soon as possible.
We want to make sure they're tracking this in the best way, that when they do see something somewhere, you know, you're getting the relief there and you have the right services.
The letter says NIH researchers will have to temporarily suspend trials for Zika if they don't get more money. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
University of Maryland researchers are set to begin human testing of a Zika vaccine. Animal studies have produced promising results, the researchers say. The University of Maryland School of Medicine will be one of three study sites for that vaccine. President Obama is scoffing at a suggestion by Donald Trump that November's election may be rigged.
President Obama outright ridiculing Donald Trump's warning to supporters that the presidential election could be rigged.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
Trump firing back on Twitter, saying President Obama should ask the DNC about how they rigged the election against Bernie.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. There was going to be a ceremony on Monday at which the federal government would hand over $900 million toward construction of the Purple Line light rail system. But now that has been postponed indefinitely thanks to a judge's ruling, effectively making the Purple Line ineligible for federal funds. Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron has reportedly asked the Federal Transit Administration to appeal that judge's ruling. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is joining those opposing plans to permanently end late-night service on Metro Rail. In a statement, Norton says she is strongly against the idea, saying it would disproportionately hurt working-class people on night shifts. If you want to celebrate the start of the Olympics tonight in a big way, one waterfront hotspot will play host to a massive party.
Starting at 8 tonight, you can check out the Olympic opening ceremonies on the big screen at National Harbor.
Being a part of Washington, D.C., we hope to see a lot of red, white, and blue.
That's Bruce Gutenberg with Visit National Harbor. The waterfront development's massive screen has hosted World Cup watch parties. This will be the first Olympic Games. That's not all.
We're hoping to be able to turn the wheel different colors based on different countries winning of gold for different events.
Pre-party events start in the afternoon. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,352, the NASDAQ at 5166. Sports Mark Trumbo hits his major league leading 31st homer for the Orioles, but it's not enough as the O's fall to Texas. The Nats had the night off. They open a home series against the Giants tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff. Big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, around the Beltway, pretty decent Friday morning here through Annandale, Tysons. Little bit of volume topside in Silver Spring and just below speed to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. So that's the overall Beltway trip. We're very slow in Manassas. A couple of problems. First, trying to get to Manassas. The accident in the work zone on eastbound 66 in Gainesville. Before you get to the exit for 29 Gainesville, looks like only one lane is getting by. So if you're coming out of Haymarket, delays here early through the work zone and a crash in the work zone. North on 234 Sudley Road. That has been closed because of a serious crash right as you come up to Cornerstone Drive. And in fact, VDOT and Cruiser are telling me they're even stopping southbound. So each direction with the multi-car crash on 234 Sudley Road south of I-66. Now here we go beyond as we head through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That's in great shape. If you're joining on, say, from that stretch, heading across the bridges into town, that's been incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in now. The gray sky will be with us with some sunshine today. Stray showers, thunder showers at any time, mainly this afternoon, though 87. Tonight, that threat for a shower, thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, we may get some severe storms. Nothing widespread, but the chances there, hotter, 92. Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 70 in Kensington. 74 degrees in Washington. The Phoenix serial shooter has struck again. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, coming up at the bottom of this hour at 7:35. James Carafano will join us, Heritage Foundation, get his take on the ransom paid for Iranian hostages. And at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The situation is getting critical. For instance, without sufficient funding, NIH critical trials, clinical trials, and the possibilities of a vaccine, which is well within reach, could be delayed. So this is not the time for politics.
Well, I was the president yesterday. He's talking about Zika funding. You know, we do have Zika in Miami area, and these are local mosquitoes that have bitten people and have transmitted the Zika virus. And a lot of people saying, well, we're playing politics with Zika funding. What is the status of that? Paul Winfrey is joining us now. He's a federal budget expert, director of the Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Okay, so Congress got out of town, and they didn't really come to terms on how they're going to fund Zika. The war against Zika, which is it needs to be developed, apparently. Where are we on this, and how urgent is this need?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on this morning. You know, I'm not a medical expert, but from all of the medical experts that I've talked to on the Zika virus, and including my good friend Scott Gottlieb at the American Enterprise Institute, it is a serious concern. Both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate, have both considered Zika funding bills. The House did pass a Zika funding bill that would put about $1.1 billion into the disease, most of which would go to NIH before they left town. Senate Democrats proceeded to filibuster that bill because of some funding restrictions that the additional funds would have towards Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood affiliates. But that is essentially where the proactive funding location is. At the same time, my colleague Justin Bogie and I have looked into funds already available with the administration, funds that have already been appropriated that can be used for Zika, and we've found about $2.77 billion in additional funds that have been unobligated that have been authorized already for Zika in other appropriations bills.
That's nearly three quarters billion dollars, and it's just sitting there?
Yeah, it's just sitting there. It's completely unobligated.
And how easy would it be for the people to say at NIH to say, oh, let's just use that money?
It would be incredibly easy. They already have the appropriation and the authority to spend those funds. They would just need to reprogram those funds to the accounts that they need, which they can do unilaterally.
And, of course, the NIH operates on the executive branch of government. So when the president says, get on the phone and tell Congress to do their job, you're telling us that, well, really, it's the administration that needs to do their job. Just direct the NIH to reappropriate those funds, and the job is done.
That's exactly right.
All right.
If this is a serious concern, then they have the funds and should liquidate them immediately.
Let me go back, though, and drill down on this funding that the Senate Democrats have blocked. Because you, if I'm understanding the way you just proposed it, there was new funding set up. The House has passed it. The Republicans in the Senate were ready to pass it. And there was a provision that prevented this new funding from being used by Planned Parenthood for certain things. Why Planned Parenthood is in the mix on the Zika crisis, I don't know anyway. But it was new funding, and it was just a prevention of Planned Parenthood from accessing that new funding under this Zika bill, and the Senate's blocked it because of that. Is that what you're saying? Because I've heard the Senate Democrats say that under the Zika bill, under the guise of the Zika funding bill, the Republicans were trying to cut funding for Planned Parenthood.
No, that's not it at all. They were trying to prohibit funding, in new funding in the bill from being used at Planned Parenthood. And the money would have come through the CDC for maternal and child health centers. Some Planned Parenthood affiliates could potentially qualify for that money. And so the House majority put a prohibitive provision that said that the Planned Parenthood and its affiliates wouldn't be able to have access.
So it is not cutting funding to Planned Parenthood. It's just keeping them from getting this new funding. And one other question. When you said this Ebola money that's sitting there for NIH, they could be using it for Zika instead with the redirect. Well, the accusation there from the Democrats is, well, they're cutting funding for Ebola. Is that not a fair argument?
So 2 years ago, Congress appropriated money to combat vector-borne diseases, including Ebola. And that's what we're referring to. So the $2.77 billion was intended to combat vector-borne diseases, of which both Ebola and Zika would qualify. The purpose of emergency appropriations bills is to provide money outside the normal appropriations process. And what I've essentially been arguing, and what members of Congress have been arguing as well, is if the Ebola is still a threat, then what we need to do is immediately reprogram the Ebola money for the Zika virus, given that Zika seems to be more of a threat right now than Ebola, and then backfill those Ebola accounts in the normal appropriations process. The reason that the president and that the Senate Democrats in particular have been hesitant to engage in this strategy is that would mean that they would have to pay for the backfilling of the Ebola accounts. They don't want to pay for that additional spending. And so what they're essentially doing is leveraging the current Zika outbreak in order to get Congress to appropriate money above the spending caps for their use.
But let's be very clear here. I mean, let's just make absolute sure that everybody understands this. When the president stands there and say politics are blocking our need to fight and the funds we need to fight Zika, he could literally pick up the phone and say, hey, just redirect that money and let's get on this Zika thing. He could do that in 20 seconds.
That's right. Yeah, the president would, the president doesn't even need to act here. His secretaries could act. And so what I assume is going on here is that they're essentially colluding again to try to leverage a crisis to get Congress to appropriate more money for them.
Boy, where have we heard that before, Paul Winfrey?
About that, yeah.
It's fair to say that people are at greater risk right now from contracting Zika because the White House and the Democrats are choosing to play politics instead of actually do their job.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly right. The if the Zika virus is a serious public health concern, which I believe that it is, then the funds are currently available. And if I was down in Florida or Texas or Louisiana or some other state where the Zika outbreak is actually spreading, and the states are already running out of resources to their own resources in combating that, I would be particularly upset about the politics that is essentially being played.
Amen.
That's amazing.
And thank you for that, Paul.
Yeah, I appreciate that. They're asking for $1.9 billion. They got $2.7 sitting there.
Just sitting there. And where is the Zika outbreak right now? It's in Miami, isn't it?
Right.
Which is in Florida.
Right.
Which is an important state.
Yeah.
You know, a gifted politician and a talented politician would actually take this issue and actually make some bones out of it and actually possibly win over some voters with this argument. A gifted politician.
If only we had one.
It's 7:15
on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In a lot of our areas this morning, Brian, catching a break, but where we're busy, really, in Manassas, a couple of problems. First, getting into Manassas, the crash on 66 is in the work zone. And again, just a reminder, and I know everyone knows this, when you get in through to those work zones, take the speeds even lower than you normally would, just to be cautious. So 66 eastbound, as you come up to the exit for 29 in Gainesville, only one lane gets by. Again, they had the work zone there, and now they have the crash. Let's go northbound 234, separate incident in Manassas. Northbound 234, Sudley Road at Coverstone Drive. This is before you get to Balls Ford Road, just south of I-66, for the crash involving a truck, multiple cars, and they were stopping traffic in each direction on 234, south of 66. Beltway and Annandale, just some volume. We're good north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge up at speed. Top side of the Beltway, slow through Silver Spring, and heads up, emergency road repairs ongoing out of Wheaton, southbound George Avenue at University City Boulevard, with just one lane getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a stray thunderstorm or shower today and a high of 87. Tonight, also a thunderstorm possible, a low of 75. Saturday, a 40% chance of rain, but it's going to be warmish, 92 degrees. On Sunday, abundant sunshine. I said abundant sunshine, temperature around 92 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, 717 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Bethesda or Thursday in Tyson's Corner. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coy, the headlines and the big segments on cable news are repetitive, glaring, and hysterical. The Republican Party, from top to bottom, are in a free fall and panic over Donald Trump's poll numbers and his prospects in November. Are you panicked? 888-630-9625. Are you panicked right now? Are you worried about Donald Trump and the Republican Party seizing the White House and keeping Hillary Clinton from being president? 888-630-WMAL. Here's the latest. Mm-hmm. A poll out of McClatchy Marist now shows Hillary Clinton with a 15-point national lead. As McClatchy likes to put it, listen to this lead. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has surged to a 15-point lead over reeling, gaffe-plagued Republican Donald Trump, according to a new McClatchy-Marist poll. And then you're hearing these statements from, no one's ever sourced, no one's ever named. But you're hearing all these unnamed sources saying that Reince Priebus at the RNC is panicked and angry and hostile, that Donald Trump hasn't endorsed Paul Ryan, and I've heard Joe Scarborough mention that they're already planning a plan B. What do we do when Donald Trump drops out? You know, not if, when, how do we move that happen? There is panic everywhere. I wonder if you were panicked too. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, the nationwide polls do suggest that Hillary Clinton is gaining ground, and you can't deny it. The trend is there. It's undeniable. And you say, okay, well, nationwide polls don't matter. Well, let's look at some state polls. Clinton up 8 in Pennsylvania, up 6 in Michigan, up 2.7 in Florida. And that was, fairly even. Virginia up 5.3. New Hampshire up 7. She does seem to have gotten a post-convention bounce, but I think it's a combination of two things. I think it is a combination of you do get a little bounce coming out of the convention. Donald Trump got his. Hillary got hers. But then afterwards, it seemed that Donald Trump was not doing the right things. He was distracting from the message he should have been hitting, and I think that people got a little irritated, and I think people are a little disappointed, and I think that they have decided, those people in the middle yet undecided, are now falling into the Hillary campaign. And I'm not saying it's done. I'm saying that Donald needs to get serious about talking about the issues that matter.
Also in the news, I love this story. Donald Trump is going to be speaking in Detroit at the Detroit Economic Club. And protesters have announced today, this is today, they're going to be protesting and they're going to form a human wall around the Renaissance Center to keep Donald Trump from getting into the building to give this speech.
What?
And there's no sense of irony in this announcement at all.
Wait just a minute.
They are angry at the idea of him building a wall, and so to protest, they are going to build a human wall.
They're against the wall on the border.
Right.
But and say it won't work.
Won't work, it's useless, waste of money, man.
Yeah, but they're for a wall that will keep people from getting to the convention.
It's their tactic, their strategy to stop Donald Trump is to build a wall, even though they think the wall won't work.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Ben in Warrington, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really don't put much credence in polls, especially after that one we saw recently, I think last week, where they only polled Democrats, and that's why Hillary Clinton got the bump from the convention. So I just don't put a lot of faith in it. I understand that there is a science behind polls, but I think a lot of it's crap. How do 1,000 people speak for 300 million?
Well, listen, I hear that. Here's my take on polls. They are a snapshot of the moment, first of all. Never anything more than that. They are where the electorate is at the moment the poll is taken, and they are subject to change. I look at all of the polls, and I look at trends. I mean, I try to determine, well, one poll doesn't mean a lot, two polls, but when you get three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine that start to show the same trend, I think you have to pay attention.
I think the stories out of the RNC and other Republicans about panic have less to do with polls as it has to do with what they're seeing from the campaign.
Messaging.
So let's set this polls aside for a minute. Are you panicked based on what you're seeing? David in Stafford, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, David.
I am not panicked in any way, shape, or form. The media is going to twist this, and they're going to make it seem like Donald is the worst thing on the face of the planet. He's had controversy after controversy, and he's still doing fine. You know, his poll numbers are going to drop a little bit, but then they're just going to bounce right back up the second Hillary does something stupid or says anything.
Do you think the media is going to obsess and talk about the stupid thing that Hillary Clinton does in the same way?
Oh, definitely not.
All right.
Why would they do that? That would be against their religion.
I know. And because of that, David, maybe the numbers won't necessarily bounce the way you're predicting. But again, I'm with you. I'm skeptical of polls, but I think the conversation could even be is more about how you're feeling about how this campaign is going based on their behavior, based on their message. Michelle, is it in Westminster? Michelle or Michael? I'm sorry. It's spelled both ways.
No, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. I could have gone either way the way it was up there.
First of all, I predict a Donald Trump landslide win that's going to put Ronald Reagan's landslide win to shame.
All right. Well, wait a second. Ronald Reagan won 49 of 50 states, so he would have to win all 50 to put that to shame.
I do believe that Mr. Trump is going to do this, and he's going to put everybody back down in their chairs, shut their mouth. First of all, you're not that far behind whenever you have to turn 5,000 to 7,000 people away from your rally. In Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which is where I am originally from, when she came in after her convention to that factory, the factory people would not show up. So they bussed in their people. They wanted to dress the people up like the factory workers, the factory people and the unions said, oh, no, you won't. She is not 15 points ahead. I don't care what anybody says.
All right, Michelle, we got to leave it there.
This is the one thing I got to add here to this conversation, that is, the polls show, and I believe these numbers, that 61% of Americans don't trust Hillary Clinton. 61% of people in America do not believe the words that come out of her mouth. And yet the polls also show across the board that she's leading. I think our candidate needs to refocus his attention on key issues and get away from some of the stuff that has distracted him from talking about the things that are important to the people who want to support him.
724 on WMAL.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. And a serious crash in Virginia calls for a medevac helicopter. The accident in Manassas on Sudley Road, 234 south of I-66. That's where the crash occurred at the intersection of Coverstone Drive. Have a couple vehicles involved in this. Right now, they're letting one lane get by northbound. So those northbound delays easing. Southbound have still been closed. We'll see what they do with the traffic once they get the medevac there. But again, might want to avoid that area for a while. South of 66 on Sudley Road. Now, on 66, we've had two separate problems. First, we're jammed trying to get through Haymarket into Gainesville. The accident in the work zone. Eastbound 66 before 29 Gainesville. One lane open. Then you break free. And then you slow again at Business 234 past the rest area. Incident confined to the shoulder. Wheaton area, southbound George Avenue. Emergency road crews out and about. Only one lane gets by, southbound George Avenue at University Boulevard. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get a little warmer, a little more humidity now as we work ahead toward the weekend. A hit or miss storm around today. Lots of clouds, 87 into the 90s with severe storms by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation capital, 75 degrees. It is now 727 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Jerry in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Are you sharing in the panic over the Trump campaign's performance?
Well, in a big, you know, I'd love to see a businessman in the White House. It's about time. But if he wins, it will honestly be a miracle. Because if you think about it, the Democrats have circled the wagons around Hillary. No one will say a bad thing about her. The press has circled the wagons around Hillary. And the Republicans have also circled the wagons around around themselves, but they won't let Trump in. They're always bad-mouthing him. He's running against everyone.
Well, he continues to badmouth a lot of them, too, though. Is there not, sort of a blame to go around, Jerry?
Okay. No one is going to deny the fact that Trump is kind of a jerk.
All right.
But, you know, jerks have a place in the society, too. I mean, I own property.
All right, well,
My property manager is a jerk.
we got to leave it there, Jerry. It seems to me that you're making an excuse for Trump's jerky behavior, but you're condemning the Republican establishment's jerky behavior. I wish everyone would stop acting like jerks. It's 728 on WMAL.
I'm in favor of getting rid of jerks. We can all be on board for that. 728.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it. 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 758195. Call toll-free for credit costs and terms.
Cash for Hostages. James Carafano from Heritage Foundation will weigh in on that coming up right after the news. It is 7:30 at the Nation's Capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, Donald Trump now admits he never did actually see a video of a plane delivering pallets of cash to Iran last January. He's been making that claim the last couple of days.
Here is Donald Trump's new response on this via Twitter, as usual. He says, the plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million in cash going to Iran. Exclamation point. So the question here, you know, is this tweet an admission of inaccuracy, or is he in effect recreating the reality here, saying that I was never talking about money coming off that plane? I was always talking about the hostages.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. Meanwhile, President Obama strongly denies that $400 million cash payment to Iran was ransom, even though it coincided with the release of four Americans held by Tehran. Virginia's first lady is blasting Donald Trump over his remarks directed at the parents of a Muslim army captain killed in Iraq. Dorothy McAuliffe says she believes Trump owes the Khan family an apology. A new poll finds a big disconnect between the old school political parties and most young Americans. The new Gen Forward poll shows that disconnect holds true across racial and ethnic groups, with just 28% of young adults overall saying the two major parties do a good job of representing the American people. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says detectives still have more questions than answers about the fatal shooting last month of a Democratic National Committee staffer near his home. Lanier joined relatives of 27-year-old Seth Rich in asking the community for information that would help. A Maryland panel is set to make preliminary decisions today about who will get licenses to grow and process medical marijuana. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,352, the Nasdaq at 5166. Sports: the Nats had the night off. They host San Francisco tonight. The Orioles fall short as they lose to Texas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and I'm coming to Wolf Trap to talk about seven things I have learned. I tell stories and talk about how we put our radio show together. I give a kind of live on-stage demonstration of how the radio show works. I play clips. I play rare videos. I play things that were never on the radio and never will be. It'll be a little bit like listening to This American Life, except you'll see sound coming out of my actual, you know, face. That's Saturday, August 20th. Tickets at wolftrap.org.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone. But our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Get your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That, and that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GUTJUNK.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. The two incidents we've had now cleared. Let's start first with the delays as you approach 15 Haymarket to Gainesville. So I don't want you to get caught off guard. There is a work zone. The crash happened in the work zone, but now released. We have two left lanes. Now get by. It'll stay that way. Again, as crews are working, be very careful passing the work crews. Also westbound, we have the work zone in place without any delay. Beyond, on 66, as you pass the car rest area, that minor incident to the shoulder, they have moved along. Now, on 234 Sudley Road, south of I-66 at Coverstone Drive, that's where we still have the serious crash. Southbound, they've stopped traffic. Northbound, they were releasing one lane, but getting ready to land a medevac helicopter. On the Beltway, Maryland, topside from 95 and around 2 George Avenue with the stop and go, right in the vicinity of University Boulevard, crash reported. So keep close watch on that. And heads up for the delays on George Avenue, leaving Wheaton, southbound George Avenue at University Boulevard. One lane open to emergency road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get a little warmer, a little more humidity now as we work ahead toward the weekend. A hit or miss storm around today. Lots of clouds, 87 into the 90s with severe storms by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Gainesville, 70 in Germantown, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37. You're listening to WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And I want to make a quick note here. Today, 5 p.m., the Drive at 5, it's a special production of our show. For the entire hour, live in studio will be Dorothy Woods. She is the widow of Tyrone Woods, who died that night fighting on a rooftop in Benghazi. And Dorothy Woods will join us for a wide-ranging conversation, and we're going to touch on her thoughts about Hillary Clinton as the potential commander-in-chief. Be sure to tune in for that, please. 8:35 coming up this morning is Brett Baer from Fox News. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Jim Carafano, leading expert in national security and foreign policy from the Heritage Foundation. Good friend of this program. James, good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, the president says, okay, look, sure, there was $400 million of foreign currency shrink wrap put on pallets, put on an unmarked cargo plane, and sent to Iran at about the same time that the hostages prisoners, whatever you want to call them, were released. But there was no quid pro quo. Here's what he said yesterday, and I want your reaction to it.
And it wasn't a secret. We were completely open with everybody about it, and it's interesting to me how suddenly this became a story again.
And he continued,
"We do not pay ransom for hostages."
Well, Jim Carafano, did he pay cash for hostages in this particular case, as some have suggested?
Well,
Well, let me tell you how this is going to play out. It's going to play out exactly the way the Benghazi story played out. And the Obama administration's going to use exactly the same playbook. You know, almost immediately after Benghazi, it was very clear what had happened and why. And it's kind of clear here, too. I mean, Iran kept people as human pawns, and they didn't release those people until they got the deal and the money they wanted. Now, we can go through the dictionary, and I'll pick whatever our favorite word is to describe that, but that's what happened, and there's just no argument there. This is probably legal. I mean, there's a good article on that in the Wall Street Journal today. So at the end of the day, nobody's ever going to get impeached or indicted for this.
Well, if it was legal, why did the Justice Department raise flags about it?
Well, because the Justice Department knows if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck, right? So it's very clear that this is an exchange of human beings that were kept for the purpose, no other purpose other than extracting concessions from the United States as part of a larger deal, and that people would see it that way. What the administration will do now is they'll just play rope-a-dope till they leave office. Look, Congress is out. Congress will come back and, you know, investigate this to death when they get back. The Democrats will claim it's a partisan thing. Americans won't really be able to follow it, and will just kind of lose interest in it. So is it going to impact, you know, the Obama administration in the short term? Probably not. Is it going to impact the election? Probably not. What will happen is after months and years of, you know, wrangling and historians with this, you know, people will conclude, yeah, I mean, basically what the United States sanctioned was okay for you to take our citizens, use them as kind of human trading cards, and then when you feel like it, you know, give them back over to us.
So, I mean, you said this is probably legal, and whether the law is in play here or not, it's certainly against longstanding policy of the United States government. So let's talk about just the political fallout of this. I disagree that this is hard for the American people to understand. I think it actually, as these things go, it's pretty simple. The hostages weren't released until the money arrived, and the president is claiming that we didn't pay a ransom.
Well, look, here's what's going to happen, right? You know, people that don't like this administration, they're going to see this for what it is, and they're going to hold it against them. Okay. The people that support the administration, they're going to listen to the president and say, well, that sounds plausible enough to me. They're not going to dig into the details enough. They're not going to care. The people in the middle, they're going to hear both sides argue about this, and they're going to say, oh, it's just partisan wrangling or whatever, and they're going to move on and make decisions on other things. This is the exact same playbook the administration followed in Benghazi. And, of course, one of the traps that critics fall into is this tendency to jump the shark, where the president does something that's just completely unconscionable and immediately say, oh, he's, you know, breaking the law, that, you know, he ought to be impeached and everything else. And then, of course, all they have to do is kind of back off one inch from that and say, well, it's not actually breaking the law, and everybody goes, oh, it was just partisan bickering and moving on. This was bad statecraft, bad diplomacy, and a bad precedent to no end. Because you also heard the president thing loud and said, look, the Iran deal is working great. Where's all the critics? You know, why aren't they out saying, you know, lauding for me and saying they were mistaken? The Iran deal is working like crap. First of all, Iran's as aggressive as they've ever been. They've got more money to fund Hezbollah and Hamas and other groups. They're not cooperating with the United States in the Middle East. Their missile program is racing ahead, and that's a key component of a nuclear weapons program. And the most unconscionable thing the president said in the whole thing was, he said, look, he goes, they were on, you know, what we prevented with this deal was them breaking out as a nuclear power in the short term. Well, no U.S. intelligence claimed that Iran was intending to be a breakout nuclear power. Therefore, saying my deal is a success because I stopped something that wasn't happening is not a metric of success. So, I mean, yeah. What you saw in that press conference was the same kind of rope-a-dope he did in Benghazi, and he'll do until he leaves office.
Yeah, you make a good point that the timing, learning all this, if it had been early in this current term, there might have been an attempt to go after it. But you're right. Time is running out. They're gonna play for time. But I remember the Reagan administration. I mean, and the arms for hostages, Iran-Contra. I mean, that darn near brought down the Reagan administration.
And what did Ronald Reagan do? He stepped down. He said, boy, this was stupid. You know, this was wrong. You know, Congress, you do your thing. He actually appointed Dave Abshire, who was a special envoy, just to help you know, bring transparency to this. And Ronald Reagan admitted he was wrong. It was a bad thing to do, and his government shouldn't have done that.
Melissa Lee, you have
exactly the opposite.
Melissa Lee, nobody in doubt, though. People who travel in dangerous parts of the world on behalf of the United States are in greater danger today as a result of this.
You know, the president said, well, there's lots of hostages around the world, and we don't trade for them. But what he left out was, that's because they're held by countries that I don't want to make deals with.
Yeah. Good point. Jim Carafano, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
744 on WMAL.
Did you know that you can save an additional 10% off during tax-free weekend in your local Staples store? Mention this offer at checkout to receive 10% off your in-store purchase during tax-free weekend. Some exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with select in-store offers. Visit staples.com/tax-free for full details and exclusions. Staples, make more happen.
Ted Britt Automotive. It's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Confidence, you ask? Confidence? How can a automotive dealership, even one as incredible and amazing and brilliant as Ted Britt Automotive, how can they give me confidence? Well, here's the thing. When you buy a car, you're not always so sure that, number one, you're getting a great deal or the best deal, but number two, you're also wondering, what about this vehicle? What if I have problems with it? What if I have hassles with it? Well, Ted Britt will give you confidence in that vehicle, number one, because they've got this program, Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on every new pre-owned vehicle with less than 100,000 miles. So there you got your confidence there. But then what about the deals? Well, you're going to be thrilled with the deals you get. Ted Britt, they have the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've also got two Harley-Davidson locations. You got to check them out. Schedule your next service with Ted Britt so you can see what kind of service you're going to get. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Maryland, Wheaton area. Unusual delays, and it's because of emergency road crews on Georgia Avenue southbound. As you come up to University Boulevard, only one lane gets by. Delays back at Arcola Avenue, so plan for a little extra time. Connecticut Avenue works as an option, but that's a big workaround too. On the top side of the Beltway, from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, that's the slowest stretch. The inner loop seeing just a little bit of volume. Keep alert if you're on the inner loop heading to College Park. At the exit to go on to New Hampshire Avenue southbound, that exit right now stopped at the end of the ramp with the crash. 270, lighter than normal, looks good to the Wilson Bridge with brief delays back near 210. And Virginia, serious crash in Manassas, continues to close southbound 234 Sudley Road, south of I-66 at Coverstone Drive. Northbound, we had one lane getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ended up the work week here with stray afternoon showers and thunderstorms mainly. I wouldn't be surprised if something tries to sneak in this morning. A lot of clouds, 87. Tonight, 75, a thunderstorm early. Better chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Maybe severe ones, 92. Sunshine, low 90s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 747.
I love this story more than life itself.
You do.
It's a clown story, and clowns are fun. Clowns make people laugh.
No, they're, I think they're
it's
creepy.
Something that people are excited about when they go to the circus. Say what? What?
I don't like clowns.
You don't like clowns?
I
why?
Don't. I think they're creepy.
You think they're
and
creepy?
Scary, yeah.
Oh, well, then you're really going to love this clown story. Because in Green Bay, Wisconsin, there have been sightings of a tattered clown with a disheveled costume and smeared, disturbing makeup wandering through the city at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Dimly lit by the hazy glow of street lamps, carrying 4 black balloons. And people are really, really freaked out about
it. I can understand that.
I don't think he has a horn.
No.
No, he's not there. He's not there to play around.
No.
He's Gags the Clown. He has his own Facebook
page.
Oh,
really?
People have been documenting this.
In other words, he claims credit. He has a social media
you
outreach.
You betcha.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's not it. It's not that. That's way too cheery. It's a little disturbing, in fact. as the clown makes his way down your neighborhood street. And people see this guy coming, and they call the cops, and they say, dude, you got to help us out. There's this really terrified, creepy clown with four black balloons. I love that touch, by the way. Walking down our
very
street.
Very disturbing.
And the cops are, listen, I get it. It's really weird, but he's not breaking any law. There's no law against a clown walking down the street at 2 in the morning.
Well, I'm, you know, you and I get up at about that time of the morning.
Yeah, imagine. As you're
I'm driving down, you know, the streets of Germantown at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I see a creepy clown with a tattered outfit and disturbingly smeared makeup lurking around my neighborhood and dragging behind him four black balloons.
Oh, no, they're helium-filled. They're buoyant, those balloons.
And they're following him. He's carrying... you know, I might be tempted to swerve to the right, you know, and take that guy out.
Well, if he sees a car coming, I'm sure he's going to honk. You know. So...
I mean, that's just disturbing.
I love this story because of what I've already told you. But here's the other thing. If you really think, you know, delve into this story a little bit, drill down deep and think. Somewhere in Green Bay, Wisconsin, a couple of months ago,
there was some guy
just sitting there in his house all by himself. And he said, hey.
I got an idea.
It just occurred to me. Yeah. I know what I'll do.
I'll do this.
I'm going to get dressed up like a torn, tattered, old, miserable, angry clown and put smeared up, really freaky clown makeup on, and I'm going to walk through the streets just staring at people in the middle of the night. That's what I'll do. Wait a minute. And I'm also going to carry four black balloons with me. Who does this? Who does this? So, Gags the Clown, whoever you are underneath that terrifying makeup, we salute
no,
you.
No, I here. Don't.
All
I
right.
Don't. You salute him. I think he's creepy.
I salute you, Gags the Clown, because you are what the American spirit is all about. You did not sit there bored and restless watching infomercials. No, you did not. You did something with your life, and now we're talking about you in the nation's capital. So, Gags the Clown, I'm going to friend you on Facebook. I salute you, and... I toot and nod as I pass by. It's
these
seven.
Guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now. 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
7:53 now, WMAL time. Check the business report over at CNBC. Here's John Tarrant. Hello, John.
Thank you, guys. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. In 40 minutes, we'll know how many new jobs were put on in the U.S. economy in July. Analysts looking for a further 179,000 to have been added. Shares of Rackspace are surging 5% in after-hours trading this morning. The cloud computing company reportedly near to a sale with a private equity firm. Shares in gamer Activision Blizzard of Call of Duty and Warcraft fame are getting a huge bump this morning after hours after reporting a big quarterly revenue boost propelled by its new Overwatch game and from recently buying the Candy Crush maker King Digital. On the other hand, game maker Zynga, the people behind Farmville, remember that from Facebook? They announced weak revenue. Monthly active users fell 26%, so shares down 9% in after hours this morning. And Amazon.com, of course, owned by the owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, has unveiled the first of a new fleet of Amazon Prime jets with the name in big bold letters on the side of a 767. It's one of 40 that Amazon has agreed to lease as it broadens its systems for delivering goods quickly. I'm John Terrett, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. I bet you still think of your home as real estate. Buy, hold, sell, maybe turn a profit way in the future, right? Well, DC, snap out of it, because it's time to join the rent estate revolution now. I'm talking about renting your home with Renters Warehouse as your property manager. Only rent estate delivers steady cash flow, great tax breaks, and a powerful hedge against inflation. Renters Warehouse manages thousands of single-family homes. They find quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and they'll professionally manage your home for just $80 a month. No one's better at finding the right tenants at the right price and treating them the right way, especially here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington. Renters Warehouse advisors are standing by to help you find out what your home could rent for and help you join the rent estate revolution right now. Go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free home rental price analysis or call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Manassas, now what you can do is get through 66 heading into Gainesville, and the delay's easing. We still have the work zone, but the crash gone. Eastbound 66 as you come up to 29 Gainesville, much better. Now, what's not working so well, making the exit off of 66 to go south on 234 Sudley Road, that's still closed. South of 66 at Coverstone Drive, that's where you're forced to turn. Northbound, you can get by the scene of the crash. A medevac helicopter has left the scene of that serious crash. In Woodbridge, we are jammed each direction. The incident initially was reported southbound, south of 123, but I'm seeing delays each way. And in Maryland, inner loop of the Beltway slow to exit onto New Hampshire Avenue. Crash at the end of that exit ramp. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get a little warmer, a little more humidity now as we work ahead toward the weekend. A hit or miss storm around today. Lots of clouds, 87 into the 90s with severe storms by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees. It is 7:57.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE. LifeLock.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Tonight's the first night of the Olympics, and Chuck Schumer wants to get rid of a tax on winnings by Olympic athletes. Wait till you hear why. We'll take your calls.
And we'll be joined by Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for more news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.